Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. And today we're going to talk about mercy. Mercy. Has God ever asked you to do something and you try and it didn't work? It wasn't enough. Then you tried again. It wasn't enough. Then you got up, put your shoes on, tie your belt really good. Squat it really good and tried harder and harder and harder to the best of your ability. And just right when you thought that you got it, God comes and tells you, no, you missed it again. Well, I was there. Not was, I'm still there. I did my best. I could not do it. Something as simple as trust God, I cannot do it. Something as simple as moving God tells you to move, I cannot do it. I tried my best. My best was not enough. And it reminded me of that scripture in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. This scripture told me that no matter how hard I tried, it would never be enough. No matter how hard or how much effort I put in there, it would never be enough. And you also shine the lights on God's grace and mercy. Because once you get there, I guarantee you, all you can cry is mercy. And the closer you get to God, the more you realize how filthy you are. And even though God will tell you, yeah, it is a good thing when you getting convicted and you start realizing how filthy you are, it's not a good feeling at all. Because all you can do is cry mercy. No matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to do it. You cannot do it. You're not saved by work. You are saved by grace. And without that grace, you are doomed. And I need to remember that. All I can cry is mercy. 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 Father, have mercy on me. I have been damaged by this world, traumatized by darkness, and wounded by my own sins. Even though you bring me into the light, yet I still move as if I were in darkness. Even though you set me free, yet I still walk as if I were in chains. Even though I know I should walk by faith, yet I still rely on my sight. I'm so sorry, Father. I am plagued with fear and hatred, incapable to move when you say move. Skeptical to obey when you say, go. And running right when you say, trust. Father, I dare not lift up my head in your presence. Guilty, unworthy, and hopeless. I dare not even say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, I dare not. Only mercy I pray. For I know not how to free myself from this cage I have built to myself. For I know not how to escape from this prison cell
with the door left wide open. No, I know not. Save me, I pray. Forgive me, I plead. Here in my sorrow, in my pain, and in my shame, from my heart to my tears, I cry. Help me to listen to you, to obey you, to follow you, and to trust you. I pray, O merciful God, here at your feet, on my knees, as the safest place to be. I pray, O merciful Father, deal with me as you see fit. And thus, forever closer to you, will I crawl. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Father. I don't deserve it. I cannot do it. I don't know how. And to be honest with you, I don't even want to. That's the sad part. The door is wide open. But I don't want to get out. Because I'm afraid of what is out there. I hate what is out there. But Father, I let it go. I let go of the hatred and the fear. Help me be willing. Help me to trust you. I thought I could, but clearly I cannot. I need grace and mercy, because that's the only thing that can save me right now. Mercy. 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 That's all I can pray. Mercy. Underground preacher to the underground church, and I'm out.